This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This was somewhat controversial when it came out.
Why?
Because you really thought, like, these are... Obviously, you know, they're not vampires, but these guys are drinking blood, man. They're into some weird stuff.
That's true. That and the blood would fall on people in the ring. This is wrestling talk, of course.
Oh.
Yep.
And it'd be like Kerry.
Plus, they had long hair, so.
Oh.
They're kind of wild.
They didn't care. That's what you always say about those long hairs.
Unruly.
Long hair, don't care. And then as they go bald, that turns into Dillagaff. Do I look like I give a damn? Just look at my hair.
Did Gangrel get bald? I haven't seen him.
No.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Obviously, we know Edge is not. Christian's not.
Yeah, Gangrel's still out there fanging and banging.
Yeah, he is.
That's what he calls it. Fangs.
Fang.
Fanging and banging.
I misunderstood that for a minute.
Yeah. I wonder if...
Oh, they have some nice ones,
wow,
too.
I wonder if vampires have fang bangs.
Oh, that's
no.
Good.
Why would they want to be with other vampires?
You know, there was a P1 who shot amateur adult movies.
Jackie Lee Gilmer?
No, the other one. That was his theme, was vampire.
Oh, really?
Because I remember at certain events, he'd ask girls if they wanted to be in his movies. But he wasn't really always performing in them. He would direct and write. He direct, wrote, and performed, he said.
Oh, man. He's versatile.
I never saw any of his movies, but...
He was called the Poitier of pornography. They called it pornography. All right. I am I'm tickled right now.
I'm intrigued.
I'm pleased as punch.
I know. I'm glad it's going
to
happen.
To be able to get this guy on. Because I'll be honest. I sit here and what is that? Oh, you have to tell me what that means.
That's who it was.
Oh, was?
That's the guy.
Oh, okay. Fat boy held up a name on a card, and I was like, wait, that guy's not on hold. All right, so this guy, we said this beginning of the show, we were going to try to get him on that worked with his schedule, obviously, because of work. He's in a newer relationship, and something is amiss, and he wanted to get our advice on it. And not just ours, but you listening right now, so get ready. Say hello to Anonymous. I appreciate you for coming on. Thank
yes.
you. You there?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
That was my fault.
When I read this email, I laughed. I mean, not like I'm laughing at your plight, but the way it was written, it made me chuckle a lot. And I wanted to get you on because I bet you that Fatboy, wouldn't you say maybe 30% of our male audience has experienced something like this, if not more?
Oh, yeah. At least.
Let's see if this is true. What's going on? Tell us about this. Is it a girlfriend? Are y'all just seeing each other? Or?
Yeah. No, she's a new girlfriend, and I really like her. You know, I'm looking for some advice. Well, I guess I'll just dive right into it, you know.
So yeah.
She has some fetishes, you know, like fetishes apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just slightly odd to me, but at the same time, I feel like I might actually secretly enjoy it.
Oh.
And I really just want to hear like what other guys' like reactions are. Obviously, without being very graphic.
Yeah, that's you know, within the confines of our show, especially. Oh wow, I didn't know you secretly liked it. I thought you felt intimidated by this. Go ahead. Now I'm even more slightly intrigued.
Yeah,
this so don't like, involve your rear end, does it?
Maybe.
Oh, I just wanted to see.
Yeah, so like I said, without being so graphic. Well, like for example, like when we're having sex. Like she'll like to like squeeze and pinch and even kiss around my nipples. And,
I've never had that.
When she first did that, like it caught me way off guard. I was like, "What the heck is this?" You know,
like squeezing them like hurt.
Honestly.
Oh, it tickled.
Yeah, it kind of tickled, and it just felt very effeminate.
Well,
can I make a generalization here, real quick?
Yeah,
you sound,
please.
And this is like, I could be way off base here.
Oh, boy.
But you sound like a guy who's probably really skinny and don't really have anything to work with up top, if you know what I'm saying. Like
what
me.
Is that? No, I don't.
That is not nice.
So what is she squeezing? Like he's got nothing like
that. Oh, he has nipples? Saying, yeah, nipples. Like, I mean, I guess what he's trying to say is how big a boy are you? Like, I mean, you've probably maybe seen us online. I mean, you know, we bigger boys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not a twig, but I'm.
Okay, I have to say, like,
a twig.
Okay, that really caught me off guard. I didn't know all the, now, does the effemination, yeah. Is that a word? Does the effemination like come from her kissing your nipples?
Yeah, like when
okay,
like,
I get that. I do. I really, I understand that. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
And
I wouldn't like
and
it.
She seems to
tickle too much.
Yeah, she seems to really enjoy it. Like really enjoy it.
And okay, Paige, he can't see you. What's
know,
your question?
I know, but I'm thinking maybe she's doing that to you because she likes that done to herself.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing that. I mean, I don't know that.
That's the
so
first thing.
So maybe it feels good. To her, and she's making you feel good too.
He said that he feels like he might be liking it. Then why I don't know what the problem
What's the
is.
Problem?
I couldn't like it.
I don't. I
well, the thing is like I've always heard like you know she seems to really enjoy it, but like you know I've always heard like sometimes in a relationship you have to do things that maybe you don't want to do that you know they enjoy and you know it's like putting on a TV show that I like and she doesn't like or taking her to a concert for a band that she's not really interested
yeah.
You know
yeah but that's well that's cohabitating and kind of like you know you're being selfless but
this could go down the slippery slope of being objectified too so you want to watch out.
Oh.
So as far as what women have asked you to do either one of you is this outrageous?
I haven't done this. I wouldn't like it. Definitely.
You haven't done, yeah, but you've done that. You've just not had it done to you.
I have not had it done to me. I wouldn't like it, especially you know she's like you know pushing
I'm too
together.
Ticklish.
You wouldn't really like am. It though.
No, and I get the thing about you saying it makes you it feels effeminate to you, but I mean, see that's the thing. There's something I can't allude to in any way right now, but there's a certain thing that seems like it's more in now that I would never.
Can you like?
I could show you. I'll charade it.
Okay. Let's see. We haven't played charade in forever.
Okay.
Should I guess or we just?
Well, no. I'm the woman, okay. All right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
No.
You would not want that done to
you.
No.
Text in your guesses 72341. No, that right there, I wouldn't like it. But you said down deep you're liking it. So she might be the world's conditioned you to think this is it, like she's breastfeeding or whatever. But no, I mean, it's like she's helped you realize this is something you don't like. Now, you don't want to run around and maybe tell everybody. You're anonymous right now, but I mean,
I don't hate women enough to put them through that, what you just straight at it.
But if she likes it, though. I don't know why anybody would want to be in that.
I'm not sure which part of the anatomy you were talking about there.
The butt.
Okay.
I was kind of shocked.
But, it's cool. Well, the look on your face, I knew that it was unpleasant.
Yeah. That's not even like a effeminate or any, like when either, you're going either like way.
This. But you know, this, either way, that this is be. How stuff gets discovered. You know, this is because people don't think about doing certain things with certain stuff, you know?
Well,
it's like, oh, I never thought about that before. Let's see if, you know.
I think that you're finding out that you like this, and again, the world's conditioned you to think this is bad, but you like your nipples squeezed and smacked your
What if I didn't like it? I mean,
you should tell her.
Yeah.
Should I tell her, or should I fall on the sword?
See, no. If it's something like that, you have to say it. But this is something I've often wondered about. Like, let's say you're in the throes of passion, Paige, and you're sitting there and you're kissing about his chest.
Yeah.
How does he let you know? Does he let you know then, or then afterwards, after you're having that cigarette or whatever you're doing? Fat boy goes and has
a
snack.
Well, I mean, you may say, start kissing a guy on the lips and then kiss him somewhere else and then lead down to where he really wants you to go, and you're teasing him all the way down there.
There are a lot of texts that are into what this guy's having trouble with.
Goodness. From women that love doing it?
From the guys who like getting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. I'm just too ticklish. Try me, Paige. I'll laugh.
Mm. Plus, you know... There was a text that said this is a good sign of experimentation, you know, that it's a good start.
It doesn't mean everything in life you got to go try it to see if you like it. I think there's certain things, you know.
And I'll be honest with you, as a woman, there are things that I don't like to do that I do for a man.
Write it down. Please write it down.
Charade it right now.
No.
Charade it. Oh,
really?
Boy.
You don't like that?
I thought she was punching herself in the face. No. I was looking at the profile. All I saw was her hitting herself in the face real hard.
I want to know who really likes that.
Why's he punching you in the mouth like that?
Why'd you use two hands?
With the fist sideways.
Stop. I never did that.
No, dude, you like it. You're learning about yourself. And I'm not judging you. If you like that, you know, and she obviously likes it, then there you go. You do it.
In relationships, you got to give a little to get a little.
Now, if she starts hurting him things, you should say something.
Stop.
Then. I mean, like, you have to. You got to have that safe word.
You don't know where it's going to go next.
Yep.
But you're about to find out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. True. You good. Oh, wow. Look at this text.
Oh.
I had a girl the same way. This helped me realize that I got my nipples pierced. That I got my nipples pierced. Maybe that made them realize they wanted to get their nipples pierced. But I always heard, too, if you really in the nipple play and you get the nipples pierced, that it can kill the
sensitivity. Like,
yeah,
you could lose
it messes up the – it doesn't – like, you don't want to have them messed with then. Maybe.
Oh.
Hey, Anonymous, some people have issues with this, but if she asked you to choke her, could you do something like that?
Oh, my God.
With your hands.
Yeah. Is another
– Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I can try.
Nope, that's off limits with me.
Be careful.
Like, she can't even ask for it, right?
No, like, even she took my hands and put it there and started. And I was like, no.
What if she choked herself? Would that just look weird?
That would, yeah. I'd be like, you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, what if he killed
her? Trying to
that's
do
never
this.
Good.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Well, she's like, okay, choke me. I'll do the womp womp sounds for you. Like, we'll have a trade off.
Hey, dude, I appreciate this guy's taking his well, I don't know if it's his lunch hour, but he's taking his break time to do this. Thank you.
I hope
that helps you get something figured out with that, okay?
No worries, guys. I'll probably just see how I like it, and if I don't really like it, I'll probably tell her.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
P1 nipple guy.
You better hope she don't find somebody that likes everything.
Yeah, she could.
I don't think it's not the it's not the effeminate thing. It's just I don't know. I mean, I'm just I don't like to be tickled at all. I know I'm setting myself up here for a punishment, but like I hate being tickled. It's not even like if you want to have sex with me, that ain't the foreplay. That's gonna make me mad at you.
Yeah, I get that. I'm like a little ticklish on my feet.
Yeah,
it's gonna turn into a grudge session.
I mean, like, no, this isn't gonna turn me on. Like, if you want to wrestle, we'll do that. But I am not.
That turns you on.
Well, I mean, if we naked.
Oh, okay.
This person said they've always done this with their boyfriends, but they always liked it until they got with their husband, and their husband said, "You know what? I don't like it so much."
And that's cool. Yeah. You know, like he's like, yeah, you know what? That's you got to have those conversations. You don't maybe do them right during or after, but yeah, next true. Time.
Not everybody likes the same thing.
You know what? When you were acting like a baby bird on my nipple, I didn't like that. I didn't like it.
It can get weird though. It's like, hey, don't wash your feet for like a week. Then let's see. No, let's see how bad it gets.
Who does that?
A lot of people, man. A lot of people.
It's like this fetish industry, or not industry, but fetish, you know, world.
Yeah.
It kind of turns into all kinds of
universe.
Stuff. Universe. Yeah, stuff you wouldn't think about.
Fetish universe.
That's why you see about the people wearing the plugs at the conventions.
I know.
Comic-Cons right. And everything.
Comic-Cons. Oh, my God. All right, Junior.
What the hell?
1-800-774-0093. I guess the question there is, how did you tell somebody they were doing something sexual or whatever that you didn't really like? How do you tell them? When did you tell them? And do you like your nipples kissed? 1-800. There's nothing wrong with that. What's the difference between that or my elbow? Why I get somebody mad at somebody, say, hey, kiss my ass. But if I say, hey, would you kiss my nipple? That's bad.
See, yes, crosses a line for sure.
That's right. No meeting needed, Mark. Good morning, everybody. I'm kidding. KP1s.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Rise Guys Morning. Yeah. Let me talk to you. Stall Advice Show. We do it once a month. 1-800-774-0093. Anything that you need advice on. Non-political. 1-800. I will, you know what, at some point. If we need to, we'll answer that publicly.
It's the season for it, right? For another week, so we're a couple at least.
I just say this, and then, again, if it comes up, it does. But, like, I'll tell you a quick little story. Years ago, we had a P1 who was running for local office. And he said, you should have me on the show. And I was like, you know what? That's freaking awesome. Because I actually, like, I thought the guy had, decent platform. He was a business owner in this whole thing. And then when we had him on, then we immediately got told, well, you didn't offer the other side the opportunity to come on and do so as well.
Which we didn't really know at the time. You know,
I had no clue. And it became such a meeting, pain in the butt kind of thing.
It really did, because it made you not want to book anybody for it.
That's just the way that is. So,
like,
also can't turn down money.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions that are, like, really above our heads as far as some of that stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a personal endorsement either way.
Oh, no, I didn't know from listening to the show anything.
Yeah. But you know how this thing works.
I'm practicing for Waterboy, the musical.
I get it.
Yeah. Ah, Bobby Boosey. Okay, how do you communicate with somebody that you're in a relationship with that you don't like something without pissing them off and doing it at the right time, especially when we're talking about sexual moves?
I think you should say it during, right? Don't wait the next day.
I don't think so, during. I think your body language may be, you don't start a conversation about it during.
You don't? You're like,
that's going to stop.
That hurts.
Well,
that's a momentum
your car
kill.
Is in the wrong garage.
Wow, hang on now. Like, okay. At that point, you should like say something, right? That's probably a situation.
Way different.
Yeah, it is. It
reminds me of that Gomer Pyle joke from back in the day. That's not my belly button.
God, man. What Paige described earlier and now, I really don't know what she's into.
When she was punching herself in the face?
I'm like, you don't like that?
And she wasn't even doing it like knuckles first. She was doing it with her thumb.
Like
hitting herself in the mouth with her thumb. And choking herself as well.
Stop.
God. She really was. I think it's because they don't have any toppings on it, like an ice cream. If it had toppings on it, she might like it more. You know? She might enjoy it more. It's just too plain for her.
You talking about involving food and sex?
Maybe.
No.
But you know, look, that's a popular fetish too.
It's a mess, though. Not on your bed.
Whipped cream is the only way I
can. On the bed, though?
Sure.
Let's go to, is it Ethan or Ethan? Let's find out. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Ethan. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I was calling in because a person needed advice of when to bring up that something is unpleasant during a fun time.
Yeah.
So
what do you
I was
think?
Gonna say, it's during, absolutely during.
Really?
I would say during because if you do it after, there's a high probability that they're not gonna remember and they're gonna do the exact same again. And if you do it before, then they're gonna feel kind of sketched out.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be, they're gonna be kind of pushed away from you. I can say from personal experience,
okay.
Right? The guy with the nipple.
Yep.
A similar situation. My wife would dive for mine, and instead of thumping her in the forehead like a I've been taught to do so long, I just said, "Hey, let's not do this." It's having the opposite of a desired effect here.
Yeah. I understand that.
Oh.
Was it ticklish, or you felt just like the other dude was saying, kind of effeminate?
It was ticklish.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I don't like that at all.
My tees are very sensitive.
Now, did you time it? Did you time it to where, I mean, look, if this happens toward the middle, you could say something. But I mean, if we're close to the end here, you're not going to say anything, right?
You know what I'm saying? I'll probably just grit my teeth and bear it at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Laugh all the way through it. Absolutely. So you say daring. That's crazy. Yeah. Have you ever had have you ever been told yourself, like, hey, I don't like that right there. Don't do that.
Yes, I have. And I was like, hey, okay, I got it. I got it, Chief. I'm not going to do it again.
Chief.
And I've maintained a pretty positive score so far.
You know what the difference is, though? Like, and this is, I'm coming at this from an innocent type of angle.
Yeah.
The guy would figure out a way to try to do it again, like in a more suave approach, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like the woman would respect you and not do it, but the guy would be like, I'm going to get this done. We can figure it out somehow.
And the reason why I said do it during, because say you wait a while, like the next time you see each other on a date and you're out to dinner and he goes, by the way, I really didn't like what you did to me. You would think, well, why did you wait a week to tell me?
I didn't like the areola play before dessert. I want to mention that.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, it very much is. Yeah. Okay, Ethan. Thank you, sir.
No, that was good.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
You have a great morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, Ethan loves nipple play.
I would wonder if this person dwelled on it for a while instead of telling me. Like, why does that bother you so much?
I would try to figure out why it didn't work. Like, you know, Paige's situation where she's punching herself in the mouth, in the face.
Yep.
I would say, do you not like it because I'm not holding your nose shut while this is happening? Like, what is the problem? Can we not figure out what's going on here?
Yeah. Why did you wait a week to tell me what you don't like? Because you think at the end, everybody's happy. It's good. Everybody got theirs. We're fine.
But you kind of come off as a bitch, right? Like in the eyes of the woman, if you wait a week later.
Exactly. A week later, you're like, you're picking me apart. So I'm thinking, maybe you're a narcissist and you like to gaslight people.
She ain't going to respect you. She's going to hook up with all your friends.
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
I hope you find out about it. It's like, oh, you don't want to do this? Well, Ray will do it. Ray loves doing
Ray.
This.
Ray? Ray likes.
Insert name here.
Ray likes nipple play, so bye-bye.
Every guy named Ray right now is going to look at his guy at work and say, dude, they don't mess with my nipples.
You're not touching mine, buddy. That was good insight, though. I'm glad he called.
Yeah, but I still don't think in the moment is when you, like, there's ways to, it's body language. It's like, I don't know. You got to be able to read the person. I've been told that I look like let's just say, like at the end of sex, I look like I want to kill them.
God.
Oh, that's okay. That
but that is like I've been told I look like a werewolf howling.
I can see that.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you this question. So it's going okay, and she just automatically tries to change positions. Do you like that, or do you think she's being aggressive?
No, absolutely.
It's the same kind of thing. If you just say and
if
move
she can
her to a different
me over,
thing.
God bless her.
Oh, hang on now. What are you into?
I don't know why I was laying the first time.
It's kind of the same thing.
Like you're saying, if I'm on all fours and then she.
No, hang on now. We've talked about this before. What if it's one of those weird positions?
No.
Where you're made to appear to be the female in the equation?
No. I can't. I mean, I wouldn't.
It'd just be odd.
I couldn't. I'd be like that guy said, like, it would be maybe she would enjoy that. It'd be doing the opposite for me. And it's important that the dude stays into it. We have to stay into it.
Because, you know, I know we said this yesterday, but, like, it's my word of the day. That's real simp. If you're on your, you know, the one guy's on his back and he's holding his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
It's like pile driver or something.
It's weird, man.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to ever be in a position where it's like I'm giving birth. You know what I'm saying?
That's odd for a man.
Not doing it. All right. 1-800-774-0093. It is The Rise, guys. It's the All Advice Show. And this will be your last segment to get on. So 1-800-774-0093. Morning.
For all things Rise, guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is The Rise, Guys Morning Show. This is The Rise, Guys Morning Show.
Interesting stuff here. Yeah, it really is.
Fascinating.
It's the diversity that makes the world go round, is it not? The amount of men texting in that love it versus the ones who hate it. Ain't no woman gonna smooch on my silver dollar pancake, says Travis.
I love it.
This says TRNC. I don't think there's a Traveler's Rest North Carolina, but who knows?
God, man, I wanted some women to call in and say, look.
There ain't, I'll make a bold move here. There are not any women that don't like that. All right? Argue with me. I'll be in the park later. 1-800-774-0093. We're going to go to line. We'll just go in order. Line one is anonymous. Thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
Good. How you?
Well, yeah, I'm great. Love the show, man. I just recently started, you know, listening to it.
Thank you.
Now, I am open-minded, and there ain't much I hadn't, you know, tried.
Right.
And normally, I would just grin and bear it like dude was talking about, you know, because I'm sensitive. My nipples are sensitive.
Mm.
Well, then we started using body paints that, like, glow in the dark under blue lights, and we'd paint each other up.
Wow.
That sounds so fun.
It is fun. It was great. But then we tried the hot wax, and she grabbed a regular, like a Christmas candle.
Oh, my God.
That's when I started speaking up because, you know, when you peel the skin off your chest and the hair, you're like, yeah, it's time to, you know, let's not experiment with nothing unless we know. You know, there's certain waxes that you use for that.
I was going to ask. They got certain candles you can use for, like, I thought it was just a regular candle.
This was like ho, ho, ho Christmas crap. And it hurt. Man, I slung her off me because she was like, you know, sitting on me and pouring that on my chest. She's in the closet upside down. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
69 and with a candle.
When I don't like something, even the nipple twisting or any of that, God. I speak up.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What did it feel like when it first hit you, that hot wax? Because I thought you could use any candle. For real.
I didn't know that there was a difference either.
Well, they don't pour hot wax when they wax your body either.
Well, I've never had that done, obviously.
Well, you definitely don't want to use a scented Christmas candle. Okay. That's all I know about
it. On fire. Okay.
Plus, when you're doing the body paint, is everything getting painted? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, around the areolas and stuff. And, I mean, I drew directions to home place. You know?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I did everything. And, I mean, she, like, looked in the mirror while she pulled her hair up. She's like, oh, I love the way you did that.
Oh, you're an artist.
Did you like that? And I said, well, I like this hair. We look like avatars.
I love you. Oh, my God. That's funny.
After we finally, you know, because we put a blanket down over our bed so we could, like, quick cleanup.
Yeah.
For 3 months after that, we could see green paint and stuff splattered on the roof, on the carpet. I mean, there was like different color. Like, I would turn a blue light on, and all of a sudden, we'd see like, it looked like a crime scene. You know what I mean?
But like, you don't like doing that a lot, right? Because it sounds like a lot to get into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a little difficult to get it off of everything else, but it does wipe right off you.
Dang, man.
I mean, you have to wash it off.
Maybe it's something you do as, you know.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I have no, I mean, I still look at the pictures. I'm like, yeah, I still look at the pictures. I'm like, dang, I remember that.
I knew women would do this with boudoir.
The hot wax, though, I can remember that, too, because, I mean, between me bucking her off like a bronco.
He said buck.
And bucking.
Yep.
Bucking. Beat.
Yep.
Like a bronco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't say nobody.
No, I know. I just make sure Fatboy knew that. Anonymous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's awake.
You call more. That was fun. Thank you, sir.
Well, I've got a million of them. I mean, my life has been a soap opera.
Wait, you talk about your wife like you guys are still together?
18 years of marriage. And July 1st, we signed divorce papers, but she ain't mailed them in. She still calls and stuff.
What happened?
Yeah, 18 years.
She doesn't want it.
I was devastated.
She doesn't want it to be over.
Yeah, well. She apparently liked painting with other people, too.
Oh, see, I thought you guys would have mixed that in at some point.
No. That's one thing I meant that never happened, but...
Yeah.
Well,
if she happened to be listening right now, is there something you'd like to say to her?
I don't know. I would just say, you know, good luck. I hope everything worked out for you. No hard feelings, and I'm finally over you. You know, woohoo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That hurts.
I always
got
money in my pocket. I'm still sad sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not looking for nobody. You know, I met a lady, and that was crazy, too, because I took her out and picked her up, and first thing we did was stop at a store, and she said, will you get me 2 packs of cigarettes and a Bic lighter and some lottery tickets? And I didn't, you know, my first date with her, and I was like, wow. So then I go there, and she drinks $9 rum and Jack and Cokes, And then she's about $200 worth, and I didn't even eat. She like ordered the most expensive thing on the menu.
God bless.
And then when I cashed out, and I bought her shirts and everything from this band we went and seen. And then she turned around and bought two more drinks while I went to the bathroom. So she had an extra one sitting next to her other one. And I told her, I can't drink it. And she ordered me one. And I said, I can't drink. I'm driving. That's why I hadn't drank in the last 2 hours. Oh. And then on the way home, I had to buy her 2 12-packs. I didn't even want to stop the car when I let her out.
He was not
good. What the hell?
I didn't even want to stop the car when I let her out. I just wanted to tuck and roll her butt. I never called her back. She could text me the next day, and I was like, oh, no, no. Yeah. Bam.
No.
She cost you too much money.
My God.
That's a lot of alcohol.
It wasn't even that. She tried to kiss me on my cheek, and I like turned, or my lips, and I turned my head because I knew right there. She's more crazy than anybody I'd ever been with.
Yeah, makes sense. Got to watch out for those gambling
smokers. Oh, I've got a million. I mean, anytime y'all talk about a different story, hell, I'll give y'all a call.
Okay.
Yeah, do it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Hey, I enjoyed this.
Yeah, us too.
No, you were great.
Anytime, sir. Thank you.
All righty, man. Right. Y'all have a good one up there.
You have a better
one. You have a good one, too.
God, I should have known when he said lottery tickets and cigarettes.
God.
It's going to be a wild night.
And then she wants 2 12-packs on the way home.
Now I know what to do on my next date if it goes bad.
This comes
like poker, not strip poker, just regular poker.
This is why you ladies,
some cigarettes.
You can't be old-fashioned when it comes to paying for the dates. You know, you can't expect the dude to pay for it. You got to be splitting now.
50-50. Yeah, that's only fair.
Especially this woman's taking this guy to the cleaners.
You know, get the most expensive thing on. Like, always get lobster.
He didn't even get to eat that night. Like dinner.
Could you paint yourself like that guy? I couldn't do it.
That kind of sounds like fun.
Remember
to me.
It reminded me of the punishment I had that time where I had to get the spray tan with my hands over my boots.
Oh, yeah.
And I got spray tanned. And so I had my handprints on my chest for like 2 months.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was very erotic.
It was Darryl Hall, I think.
It was. let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing this morning, man? This is a good show today.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Listen, I was telling Fatboy earlier, I heard the conversation. I think the most important part is you got to be honest with your partner. Mm-hmm. Now, I am really, really aggressive when it comes to that, mm-hmm. like very aggressive. So I tend to sit down and, hey, let's talk. What's off limits? What's this? What's that? so that there's no problems.
Right.
You know, that's down the road. And you know, this girl, she could not, let me say how to say this. She couldn't go down worth a damn. She did not know what she was doing. This girl, I don't know what she was doing. But I have to teach this girl.
Oh,
her friend, hang on. What does that mean?
How do you know how to do it?
You know, like, hey, this is what I like. This is how I want it done. Or, yeah. And, you know, it was just weird, man. So we're still together. Hell, I won't get rid of her now. She knows how to do it good.
That's right. You taught her right.
I was going to ask. She didn't get offended by her,
right? You have a TED Talk or a workshop coming up we can send some folks to. That's incredible.
Yeah,
thank you for educating.
I heard that thing about paint.
Yeah.
I'd like to paint her up.
All right. Very good.
I put
some target on her tail.
Okay. All right. God. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Bullseye on it. I see a lot of women.
Southern man and turn it into a hunting reference.
They're the laminated.
That's a popular boudoir shoot, I think, the paint.
But isn't that true? Do you train a different girl every time to what you
no,
like?
No, you don't train.
That's just kind of odd.
It's called grooming. No, it's not that either. You don't do that either. You don't do that either.
Oh,
Paige, let's step into the Plex.
How do you know how to do it?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I had to teach her how to do it. What do you mean? Hey, what is up in the Plex, Paige?
Well, Chris Hemsworth did it. And now Katherine Hahn is going to do the same thing on Marvel Universe.
Is she going to be Thor now?
She's going naked, sort of.
He's naked? Thor was naked?
Yeah, he was.
Well, she's going to show her butt.
He was naked, one of the Thors.
Oh.
Whichever one Russell Crowe was in.
I don't know. It's probably the best one ever.
I didn't see it. I thought Katherine Hahn was the mom on Home Alone.
No, that's Catherine O'Hara.
Okay, good.
That's named after the airport.
Oh, was it really? Well, that's sweet.
It's different.
We're doing really
well. That's how the Irish say hair. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll get into naked Marvel characters next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.